I think it would be a good idea if ISOC has a WhatsApp group, can send the alert, the Quranic study has started, join us through Zoom or come in person, something like that. Every day we remind ISOC WhatsApp group.
Okay. So let's begin, inshallah. Our screen here is not working, so.
Audio setting.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa wala. So we are studying Surah Al-A'raf, continue our study of Surah Al-A'raf. And this morning we'll start, inshallah, from ayah number 155. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واختار موسى قومه 70 رجلا لميقاتنا فلما أخذتهم الرجفة قال رب لو شئت أهلكتهم من قبل وإياي أتهلكنا بما فعل السفهاء منا إن هي إلا فتنتك تضل بها من تشاء وتهدي من تشاء أنت ولينا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الغافرين. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. And Moses chose 70 men of his people for our appointment. And when they were seized by trembling, he prayed, "My Lord, had you willed, you would have destroyed them and me before this. Will you destroy us for that which the fools among us have done? This is not but a trial from you. Through it, you lead astray whomsoever you will, or guide whomsoever you will. You are our protector, so forgive us and have mercy upon us. You are the best of forgivers." So we mentioned that Musa alayhi salam was called by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come to the Tur mountain for 30 days. And then he stayed for 10 more days, instead of 30, it was 40 days. And he received the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave him the tablets on which Torah was written. During his absence, Israelites who were in Sinai and Musa alayhi salam left his brother Harun alayhi salam as his representative, as his khalifa. During his absence, some people who were corrupt and they misled them. And a person called Samri made an idol. And this idol was made from gold. He collected gold from the people and made an idol, which was a calf. And he told them that this is your God who brought you out from persecution in the land of Egypt. And people were fooled by him. And they started worshiping that calf. Musa alayhi salam, when he learned about that, that during his absence people started doing this. He came with the tablets in his hand and saw the people going around that calf and worshiping it. So Musa alayhi salam was very angry. He left the tablets on the side and went to his brother Harun alayhi salam, pulled his hair, his beard, and he said, "How come you allowed them to do this?" His brother said, "This is not me. They are the one who is doing that. I stopped them, but they didn't listen to me. And they became against me. They were almost going to kill me. So I did not want to see that they get divided and separated. So this is not my mistake." When Musa alayhi salam heard the explanation of his brother, he prayed for him. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him and forgive his brother. And then after that, Musa alayhi salam gathered the people who especially among the leaders of the rebellion, the leaders of shirk, and they were punished. And then the ayah here, 155, says that Musa alayhi salam chose 70 people to go back to the Mount Tur. And their purpose was that people will repent and ask Allah's forgiveness on behalf of all the people. And they see witness where was Musa alayhi salam and how the message was given to him. While they were there, some of them started questioning also. He said, "We would like to see God. We would like to speak to God." And an earthquake seized them. أَخَذَتْهُمْ الرَّجْفَةَ. And at that time, Musa alayhi salam made a dua, asking Allah's forgiveness. And he said, "Oh Allah, you have been kind. There were so many mistakes that Ben Israel did. And you could have destroyed us even before this. So have mercy upon us. Don't hold us accountable because of the behavior of the fools among us, the fools who have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobeyed his prophet." And he said, "This is all your trial. There is a fitna here. And through the fitna, some people go astray and some people are not astray. Some people can continue on the right path. So you are our protector. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us and have mercy upon us. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْغَافِرِينَ. And you are the best of those who forgive." So this is Musa alayhi salam's beautiful dua at a time when he was going through a lot of frustration from his people. He bring them the message of Allah. He bring them out from Egypt first. And then he bring them the message of Allah. And you see that every now and then they want to worship idols. The idolatry that was going on in Egypt somehow entered into their hearts as well. And it was difficult for them to get rid of that culture of idolatry. So this is Musa alayhi salam's dua, pleading Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him and forgive the people and have mercy on them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Musa alayhi salam continued in this dua. And he said, "Waktub lana fi hadhihi dunya hasana wa fil akhirah. Waktub lana fi hadhihi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirah inna hudna ilayk. Qala azabi yusibu bihi man asha'a wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. Fa saktubuha lilladhina yattaquna wa yutuna az-zakata wal ladhina hum bi ayatina yu'minun." prescribe good for us in this world and in the hereafter. Truly we have turned to you. Allah said, as for my punishment, I inflict it upon whomsoever I will. But my mercy encompasses all things. I shall ordain it for those who are righteous, give the prescribed charity, and those who believe in our signs. So Musa alayhi salam said, O Allah, forgive us, have mercy upon us, and give us good in this life and in the life hereafter. وَاكْتُبْ لَنَا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. This is a beautiful dua. The Quran is teaching us that dua also, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. So this is the dua of the prophets of Allah, Musa alayhi salam, and the last and final prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa jma'in. They pray to Allah. The dunya, I mean, Islam emphasizes akhirah, but said at the same time that do not neglect the dunya, this world. So the worldly business, worldly activities are important as long as they are done in the halal way. So seek good here in this world and ask Allah to give you the good in the akhirah. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. This is a very comprehensive dua. When you make this dua, as if you have asked everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, Inna hudna ilayk. Hudna is translated, explained by our scholars, that Inna tubna ilayk. We are making tawbah. We are turning towards you, Allah. So hada yahud means tawbah. Some people say, the word Yahud comes from there, but this is speculation, not necessarily. The Yahud probably comes from the tribe of Judah. And Judah tribe is one of the tribes that became dominant in the history of Israelite people. So from there, the name Yahud came. So Hada Yahud means here to make tawbah. And there may be some kind of connotation here, that those who call you, if you call yourself Yahud, then you should be making tawbah. You should be turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether this is the origin of the name or not, but still the meaning of is, Inna hudna ilayk, we turn to you, we repent to you, Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'adhab yusibu bihi manasha. As far as my azab is concerned, I will inflict it upon whomsoever I will. It is Allah's decision. When people do wrong, Allah punish them. But punishment is not incumbent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if Allah wants, he can punish. So it is not that somebody say, because somebody has committed a sin, he must be punished. He may be punished and he may not be punished. Allah can forgive also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is in my control. Nobody can put any pressure upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or can say that Allah must punish this person. I punish whomsoever I will. This is my decision. But of course, Allah's decision is not unjust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not punish an innocent person. Allah does not punish for a sin that a person has not committed by his own will or her own will. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not arbitrary in making his judgment. His judgments are always fair and good. But still it is under the control of Allah. It is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the dominant thing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's personality, Allah's being, that is, he is Rahim, Rahman and Rahim. Say, Rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. My Rahmah, my mercy, covers everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, his mercy is vast, his mercy is great. Wasi'at kulla shay. It is everywhere. sign of mercy. His mercy is greater than his ghadab. وَرَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي. My rahma overwhelms my ghadab. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is so much that in one of the hadith, the Prophet said that if the mercy is divided into 100 parts, 99 are with Allah, and only one part here in this world for the people, for the humanity, for the humans as well as the animals. So whatever manifestation of mercy you see in this world, it is part of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's only 1% of that. But 99% is with Allah, by which He is going to show His mercy towards the people. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسَعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My rahma includes everything. Some of the mufassirin, some of the scholars say, the shaitan also said, I'm also a shaykh, O Allah. Allah said, my rahma wasat kulla shay, my rahma includes everything. So it, they say that shaitan said, I'm also a shaykh, I'm also something. So maybe he'll have mercy on me also. But that is his assumption, shaitan's assumption. And it is a wrong assumption. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So I'll prescribe my mercy, I will decide my mercy. For whom? For those who follow the path of taqwa, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who give the zakah, those who believe in the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, Allah's mercy is great, but still there are certain rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that people should follow. Follow the life of piety and righteousness. So Allah says, I will give it only to those who have taqwa and who have iman and who are charitable. Taqwa, consciousness of Allah, iman, faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and zakat is helping others, helping the poor and the needy. So love of Allah and the love of His makhluk, these are the two most important things. Love of Allah and the love of the people. Worshipping Allah and kindness towards others. So this is my rahmah. My rahmah is for those people. Ar-rahimuna yarhamuhum ar-rahman. يَرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمْكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Those who are merciful, the most merciful will show mercy to them. So the Prophet ﷺ said, have mercy upon those who are on this earth. The one in heaven will have mercy upon you. So فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ. If anybody has some mercy, Allah will give him more. Allah will love him. Allah will increase his blessings. So I'll do that. And within this context, there is further, and it is said, this mercy will continue. Also, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم والذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون. Those who will follow the messenger, the unlettered prophet, whom they find written with them in the Torah and in the Gospel, who command them to do good and forbid them from doing evil, who makes good things lawful to them and bad things unlawful, and relieves them of the burdens and chains that were on them. So those who believe in Him, honor Him and help Him and follow the light which has been sent down upon Him with Him, it is they who are successful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this context mentioned that this rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which Musa alayhi salam prayed, Allah will give in latter times, give it to the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so there here is the continuation of the same thing that came through Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam, now in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah said, those who follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned him, Ar-Rasul al-Nabi al-Ummi. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a Rasul. He has a Risala, he has the message. And he is also Nabi of Allah. So Nabi is the one who is chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give, to guide the people, to be an example among the people. And there were many Anbiya. According to one hadith, although it's not very strong hadith, but according to one hadith, 124,000 Anbiya. The prophets came, as the Quran says that, in ummatin illa khala fiha nazir. There was no community except a nazir, a warner came to them. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. We sent prophets, messengers to all people. So prophets and messengers came to all people. There were many prophets, and among the prophets, there were some who were messengers. So messenger is a special mission, a special title, and prophet is a general title. So there are many prophets, and among them some Rasul. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Rasul and Nabi both. There were some who were only prophets, only Anbiya, but not Rasul. So every Rasul is a Nabi, but not every Nabi is a Rasul. Rasul is the one who receives a special message, a special vision. And he gives the people that message. That message has Allah's rules, Allah's laws, beliefs, practices, all of these things are there. So those who follow are Rasul and Nabi. Prophet Muhammad is a Rasul and Nabi both. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Rasul of Allah and the seal of the prophets. That means after him there will be no prophet. If there will be no prophet, that means there will be no Rasul. Because every Rasul is Nabi. Not every Nabi is Rasul. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَخَ خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ. Is the khatam, seal of the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is ummi. Ummi literally means somebody who does not know how to read and write. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not learn, he did not go to any school, nobody taught him. Whatever he received is received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Angel Jibreel alayhi salam. He did not learn from any human being. Because some of the people, they said, when he presented the message of the Quran, they said, Darasta, you studied it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he did not go, he did not know how to read and write. He did not know what was the book. He did not read the Bible. He did not read the Torah and the Injil. So it is not something that taken by some other books or from some other people. The Prophet ﷺ did not have Jews or Christian teachers who were coming him and telling him the stories of the past, and then he was putting it in Arabic. That's not the case. So he is ummi. He was ummi, and he was sent among the ummiyin. That means the Arabs of the time, they were ummiyin. There were no schools there. There were no readers among them. When Jibreel alayhi salam came to him in the cave of Hira and asked him to read Iqra, his answer was, Ma ana biqari. I'm not a reader. I don't know how to read. So that is one of the meaning of the word ummi. Some people say ummi as opposed to Bani Israel. There were Bani Israel who had prophets and others, and they had a history of many prophets. And they had books, writings. And then they were Bani Ismail. Bani Ismail they did not have prophets before. Long time ago, Ismail alayhi salam was there, but after that, there was no prophet. So they did not know books, they had no books, and they had no other readings. That's why they were called Ummijin. بَعْضَ فِي الْأُمِّجِينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِ. He sent among the Ummijin a Rasul. So some people say, Bani Israel and Bani Ismail. Bani Ismail were basically, mostly, they were Ummijin. Some people say, in the Hebrew language, the Bani Israel, they used to call the other people Omim. Omim means people who are general, common people, Gentile. And they say Ummi comes from Omim. It's possible, it could be from that. And some will say Ummi, Prophet ﷺ is called Ummi because he was from Ummul Qura. Ummul Qura is one of the names of Makkah. So his name Ummi comes from the person of Makkah. So Al-Rasul and Nabi al-Ummi. So it is the title of honor for the Prophet ﷺ. Because he did not learn from anybody else. For anybody else to be Ummi is not an honor. One has to study, one has to learn. But for Rasulullah, because he is the messenger of Allah and he has to give the message that is directly from Allah, that's why this is the title of honor in this sense. So, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيِّ الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل. And the prophet whom they find written with the Torah and Injil that is with them. That means what? Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book, Jews and Christians, they have Torah and Injil. And their Torah and Injil that is with them, even in that condition, there they find him mentioned. So the prophecies about Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, still they are in the Torah and the Injil, in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Torah and Injil speak about Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Although there is a lot of changes, corruption has taken place, and they are not in their original form as they were given by Musa Alaihi Wasallam and Isa Alaihi Wasallam. But still, يَجَدُونَ مَكْتُوبًا يَجَدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا. They will find him written. Description of Prophet Muhammad is there in the Torah and in the Injil. For example, in the Torah we read, there are many references to Prophet Muhammad. We call them prophecies. And there are many in the book of Deuteronomy, one of the books of the Old Testament. You know, Torah has five books, and one of the books is Deuteronomy. In the book of Deuteronomy, in the chapter 18, verse 18, it is written, I will raise up for them a prophet like you. Allah is saying to Musa alayhi salam, I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren. From among their brethren. Who are the brethren of Bani Israel? Bani Ismail. So I will have a prophet from their brethren, the brethren of Bani Israel. And it is said, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command you. Now this translation is that I have here from their brethren, this was a common translation in English. King James Version and other versions, they had this translation from among their brethren. But now they have called New International Version, and IV. In the New International Version, they changed that because some of them probably saw that Muslims are using it. So they put it instead of brethren, they say they are fellow Israelites. In the New Translation, they say among their fellow Israelites. I mean, the Bible doesn't say that. The original doesn't say that. Even in the Hebrew language, the original doesn't say that. It says brethren, but they have changed that. So, and I shall put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. In the book of Deuteronomy, another book of the Torah, the chapter 33, verses 2 to 3, God said, Musa alayhi salam said, the Lord came from Sinai and dawned from Seir upon us. He shone forth from Mount Paran. He came from the 10,000 of the holy ones with flaming fire in his right hand. So this is the prophecy of prophet. Prophet saying this is what is going to happen. And he said, with the flaming fire in his right hand, he loved his people. All those consecrated to him were in his hand, so they followed in his steps, receiving direction from thee. The Lord came from Sinai. Mean Musa alayhi salam, the message of God came through from Sinai. This is the biblical style of speaking. Lord came from Sinai, that means God's message came from Sinai. Musa alayhi salam brought the message, Torah, he brought from Sinai. And dawned from Seir. Seir, the mountains in Jerusalem. And that is from where Jesus, peace be upon him, appeared, and he used to speak there, the mountains of Seir. And he shone forth from Mount Paran. That means shine. His message, God's message, shine from the mountain of Paran. Paran is Faran. And Faran is the mountains of Mecca. So you can see that Allah, there is a message here. Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then he said he came. He shone forth from Mount Paran, and he came from the 10,000 of holy ones. 10,000 holy ones came with the prophet who appeared in Faran. And 10,000 were the people who were with the Prophet at Fath Mecca. When he came from Medina towards Mecca, there were 10,000 Sahaba with him. So he mentioned that 10,000. The holy ones. The New International Version of the Bible says they took away the word 10,000. And they say myriad of holy ones. So they took away that so that people don't even somehow bring it close. Although myriad means 10,000, but still not too many people know that. They say just a lot of them. So a lot of people, holy people, and these are the Sahaba. They were with the Prophet with flaming fire at his right hand. That's with the swords, they came. And he loved his people, all those consecrated to him were in his hand. So they followed in your steps, receiving direction from thee. So here Musa alayhi salam's prophecy is very clear. With the place, with the number of people, coming, and there are many others. You will find that in the various books of the Old Testament prophecies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَةِ. They find it written in the Torah. And in Injil came after that, long time after Musa alayhi salam, came with Isa alayhi salam. And in the Injil, there is also reference, several references for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Injil has four Gospels, And one of the gospel is called the Gospel of John. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 30, Isa alayhi salam is mentioned. Jesus said, I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. This is Musa alayhi salam. I mean, Isa alayhi salam's prophecy is coming. Musa, the leader of this world is coming. That means the last prophet is coming. So I will leave, and then when he will come, and he will give the message, he will give the complete message. In the verse, chapter number 16, Jesus said, nevertheless, I'll tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of the truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. So, Isa alayhi salam mentioned that there is someone is going to come. And the word they use here in the translation is a counselor. But actually, Isa alayhi salam did not speak in English. Isa alayhi salam spoke in Aramaic. And from Aramaic, it was translated into Greek. And then from Greek, it came into English. So Isa alayhi salam, if you have it in the New Testament, the Greek is Parakletos. You have it here, and you can see that it's Parakletos. So Parakletos is a corruption. It is actually, the word is Parakletos. So it's the A, it is E, and it's I, Parakletos. Not Parakletos, but Parakletos. Parakletos means counselor. But Parakletos means praiseworthy person. And praiseworthy is the translation. The praiseworthy in Arabic is called Ahmad. As Allah says in the Quran in Surah Al-Saff, وَوَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمَهُ أَحْمَدٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala especially mentioned Ahmad here. That I am giving you, Musa Isa alayhi salam said to his people, I am coming to give you the good news of a Rasul who is going to come after me, whose name will be Ahmad. And Ahmad means most praiseworthy. And that is the word in the Greek language is Parakletos. But people change that to Parakletos. Either they did not understand, so that's why they put it, or deliberately did that. Because in the time of, in the 7th, 8th century, when people were writing the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, there were some Christians who accepted Islam. And those Christians who accepted Islam, they spoke Aramaic, the language of Isa alayhi salam. And some of them spoke Syriac. So those who spoke Syriac and Aramaic, they used the word Mohamana. And that you find that in the Seerah of Ibn Hisham, Hatta idha jaa al-Mohamana. And Mohamana is the Aramaic word for Muhammad or Ahmad, the one praiseworthy. So Isa alayhi salam spoke about the coming, although we don't have it. And they say, no, we are talking about, Isa was not talking about prophet, he was talking about Holy Spirit. So they say counselor, and counselor or advocate or supporter, they say he was speaking about that. And so he was speaking about Holy Spirit. But the point is, like, Holy Spirit was there Even when Isa alayhi salam was there. I mean, Holy Spirit, if you take it in the sense of the divine presence, it was there. It is not that unless I go, it will not come. When I leave, it will come. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. And that is there. And it is not that if I'll send it to you and he is not here and he'll come after me. So it's basically speaking about a person, someone who is going to come and coming and speaking about coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's what Allah says. يَجَدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. This person, they find him, that means even Al-Kitab, Jews and Christians, they will find him written in the Torah and in the Injil. And this is Torah and Injil is مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. This Torah and Injil is still there, unless they change it, as they have done. Or they are doing it. So if they don't, then you can find that in the original of whatever they have in their Greek language or Syriac language or Aramaic language, they will find his name is there. So maktuban indahum fi at-Tawrat wal Injil ya'muruhum bil ma'ruf wa yanhahum 'anil munkar. And this is what Prophet Muhammad will do. He will command them what is good, forbid them what is wrong, what is evil. وَيُحِلَّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ. And he will make lawful whatever is good. So he says that halal is that which is good, and haram is that which is khabis, which is evil, which is bad. وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. And he shall relieve them of the burdens and shackles, chains, that were on them. So they put a lot of other things added in their Sharia and made difficulties for themselves. So Prophet came to remove those, remove their burdens and their shackles. So Allah says, and that is coming through the prophecy of Musa alayhi salam, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ. So those who believe in him, honor him, and help him and follow the noor that will come with him, ulaika humul muflihun. So yeah, this is the people who support Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So those who believe in Prophet Muhammad, and those who will honor Prophet Muhammad, and those who will support Prophet Muhammad and his religion and follow the noor, and the noor is Quran, the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and follow the noor that is sent with him, they are the one who will be successful. So Allah's mercy is universal, available for all people. And this is mercy especially for those who are people of taqwa, those who give the zakah, those who believe in the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially in the later times, after the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the last Prophet will come, they will follow that Prophet. Who is the Rasul and Nabi al-Ummi alladhi yajizuna waktuban andahu fi Torah al-Injil. So that is part of the message that was given through Musa alayhi salam as well. So as Ibrahim alayhi salam spoke about the coming of Prophet Muhammad, as Musa alayhi salam spoke, Isa alayhi salam spoke, and many other prophets, they spoke about the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that message, that mercy is ready, inshallah, for those who follow that. And this is the Quran is presenting it in that context, even though it is the story of Musa alayhi salam, but mentioning about the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So finally, Allah says, Allah says to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ فآمنوا بالله ورسوله النبي الأمي الذي يؤمن بالله وكلماته واتبعوه لعلكم تهتدون. Say, Allah is saying to Prophet Muhammad, say, O people, I am the messenger of Allah to you all. From him who has control over the heavens and the earth, there is no God but him. He gives life and death. So believe in Allah and his messenger, the unlettered prophet, who believes in Allah and his words, and follow him so that you may find guidance. So here this two ayat come in this to remind the people about who Prophet Muhammad is, and then continue with the message, with the story of Musa alayhi salam after that. So that is this very important point about the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his message. And Allah is saying to the Prophet, Ya Yonas, inni Rasulullah ilaykum jamia. Say, O Prophet, O people, I am the messenger of Allah to you all. So he's not only a prophet to Arabs, he's not only a prophet to the people of 7th century, he is the prophet to all people of all time, all places, and forever until the end of the world. يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض. Messenger of Allah, the one to who has the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. لا إله إلا هو. There is no God except He. He gives life and He gives death. So believe in Allah and His messenger. النبي الأمي, again, the unlettered prophet. الذي يؤمن بالله وكلماته واتبعوه. And the Prophet believes in Allah, Prophet believes in the words of Allah, follow him, follow his teachings, follow his message. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ, so that you will be guided. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who follow the messenger of Allah, follow his message, and give this message to the world, because he is the messenger of Allah for all people. And when you give the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we give it because this is our duty. We are entrusted with this amana. And we give the message both ways. We give the message in words as well as through our actions. Our behavior should be that way, that we become the representative. And so we show from our example, the example of all this kindness and mercy that was there in the life of the Prophet. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path. So we have a few minutes for questions.
Yeah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair. It was a very awesome passage. The couple of questions is Samri, I mean, how he can come with the concept of making a calf with the gold when the teaching of the Ibrahim al-Islam and all the prophets before was one God and no idol worshiping. They got it from the temples of the Pharaoh, or what was the background why he got interested in doing that? That's one question.
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned that Bani Israel were there for almost 400 years in Egypt. And so they were influenced by the Egyptian culture. Yeah, that happens when people go and live in another culture, they get affected. So some people, not all of them, but some people get affected by that. As Allah says in the Quran, وَأُشْرَبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمَ الْإِجْلَ. The love of cow got into their hearts. They drank the love of the cow. Why? Because cow worship was very popular in Egypt. They had bull worship, cow worship, calf worship, this, all that was there. That worship was common worship among the Egyptians. And they believed that Pharaoh is the representative of that.
Very well said. The second point you brought out is very, very important collectively for all the masajid, that our dawah department should be at the top of the mark in budgeting and tools to communicate. I know this today's stage of technology and reaching out to people. So inshallah, I hope we continue to play the responsibility to bring the very important, the good news for everyone through Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
That's why Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is telling the story of Musa Alayhi Salaam, but at the same time mentioning about Prophet Muhammad and his message and his mission, which is a universal mission.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Sir.
Your screen record
In the first I think there is a spelling of English spelling of trail. It's a trial. I think it's a miss spelled as a trail. So.
Allah fitnatuk, huh?
Yeah, fitnataka, yeah.
Yeah, the trial. I'm sorry.
So I think it should be corrected, maybe. I think. And secondly, I think when the summary came, the people of Israelite, they were staying in that area where the people used to, as you said, they were worshiping cow in Egypt also, and also in that area also, the people were idol worshippers. So that's how the summary came there, because he was one of those people who used to worship idols. So he took advantage, of the Israelite that here's your God. He made it, yeah. So is it correct that where they were staying, because it comes in the Quran also, I think some part, that they ask Musa alayhi salam that make us a god for us or something.
When they came from Egypt, they crossed the river.
Yes. And
they came into the land of Sinai. There, yes, they found some people who were yaqufuna ala asnamillahum.
Yes.
An idol. So yes, they said to Musa alayhi salam, ij'al lana ilahan kama lahum aliha. Make a god for us as they have gods. So they saw that some people are worshipping idols, and they are coming from Egypt, and Egypt idolatry was common in Egypt. So they said that we also should have an idol for us that we worship. And Musa alayhi salam told them that is, you are ignorant people, you don't understand. The whole message was that message of Tawheed. I'm emphasizing to you, God has given you, and you just came. God's mercy was that you crossed the river and you are saved. And these people, what they are doing is going to perish. That's what he reminded them. So they were in Sinai. And in Sinai, they were some areas where the people were living, and they had their temples. So they felt that they should also have the same thing.
So the summary happened before this thing or after that?
There are different views about that. Some people say summary was an Egyptian who came with this group.
He
claimed that he was a believer. He believed in Musa alayhi salam, and he came, but actually he was not a true believer. He was a hypocrite.
I see.
He came to create corruption in among the people. And he is the one who collected the jewelry from the Israelites and made a calf out of that.
Oh, I see.
So probably he was not an Israelite. Probably he was a Samaritan, Samri, was in the company of the Israelites.
Is this Samri even written in their books, in the Jewish book, or anywhere in Torah?
That's another one. That's related to a Samaritan version of the Bible. That's different.
Oh, I see. But this story is not written into their books.
No.
I see. Yeah. Okay, JazakAllah khair.
ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله. May Allah bless you all. Barakallah fikum.
Thank you. Thank you. JazakAllah. Happy New Year, sir.
Yes. May Allah bless everyone, inshallah.
Okay. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum.